This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 85.
В эфире 85-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь сопоставлять контрастные действия и события в настоящем и прошлом. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Air.
Воздух.
To travel by air.
Лететь самолетом.
Bus.
Автобус.
Business.
Business.
Business trip.
Командировка.
Customer.
Клиент, заказчик, покупатель.
Television.
Телевидение.
Different.
Разный, отличный, другой.
Difference.
Разница, различие.
It makes all the difference.
Это совсем другое дело.
To travel.
Путешествовать.
Experience.
Опыт. Впечатление в данном случае.
Traveling experiences.
Опыт путешествий. Впечатление от путешествий.
Fast food restaurant.
Кафе, закусочное, ресторан самообслуживания.
Teenager.
Подросток, юноша или девушка.
Train.
Поезд.
Vacation.
Отпуск, каникулы.
World.
Мир.
Change.
Перемена, изменение.
To change.
Менять, меняться, изменяться.
Fast train.
Скорый поезд.
Sights.
Достопримечательности.
To surprise.
Удивлять, поражать.
Alike.
Похожий.
Cheap, cheaper.
Дешевый, дешевле, более дешевый.
Crowded.
Переполненный, запруженный.
The roads are crowded.
Дороги запружены. На дорогах большое движение.
Foreign.
Иностранный.
Inexpensive.
Недорогой, дешевый.
International.
Интернациональный, международный.
Major.
Главный, крупный.
Expensive.
Дорогой, дорогостоящий.
Less expensive.
Менее дорогой.
Least expensive.
Наименее дорогой, дешевый.
Now where were we?
Так, на чем мы остановились?
From all over the world.
Со всего мира. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер обсуждает свои отпускные планы с агентом бюро путешествий. Они также беседуют о путешествиях в прошлом и настоящем.
How may I help you?
I'd like to go on a trip to Europe.
Is this trip for business or vacation?
It's a holiday with my family.
How many members of your family?
A wife and two children.
How old are the children?
They're teenagers.
Are they students?
Yes.
It makes a difference, you know. How long will you be staying in Europe?
Altogether, 3 weeks, I think.
That's good. That makes it cheaper.
But not all in one place.
How will you be traveling in Europe? By air?
No, not by air. I think we'll travel by train and bus.
That's fine. I can help you with that, too. Have you traveled in Europe before?
A long time ago, when I was a university student.
Did you study in Europe?
No, I just traveled in the summer with friends. I'm sure it's very different now.
In what way?
Travel must be much faster now.
There are some very fast trains now. I think that bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago.
Why?
The roads are so crowded. There are many more cars. The buses must be more careful. Of course, the modern buses are more comfortable.
How?
They have television. They have toilets. They serve food. Not like the old buses.
I like to travel by train. Can we travel most places by train?
It depends on the country. There are a lot of trains, but not as many in the smaller towns.
It was much easier to travel by train in Europe than it was in the United States.
Oh, yes. It still is, but there aren't as many trains as there used to be.
Can we go by train to the major cities?
Of course, and to smaller cities, too. Just tell me where you want to go.
I think we'll go from north to south.
Would you like to start in England?
That's where I started 20 years ago.
That sounds good, then. You'll want to see how things have changed.
Things won't have changed that much.
There will be lots of changes.
I remember I didn't always like the food.
That will have changed. You can get all kinds of food everywhere, even fast foods.
My children will be happy then.
Everyone speaks English now. You can find someone who speaks English in all the countries.
But I want to practice my foreign languages. On my last trip, I didn't know anything but English.
That's fine, but everyone will want to try their English with you. You'll be very comfortable.
Часто мы сравниваем разные вещи и события, чтобы подчеркнуть разницу между ними. С этой же целью мы сопоставляем разные события в прошлом и настоящем. Послушайте.
Bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. Of course, modern buses are more comfortable.
It was much easier to travel by train in Europe than it was in the United States.
There aren't as many trains as there used to be.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Travel must be faster now. Travel must be faster now.
There are some very fast trains now. There are some very fast trains now.
Bus travel may be slower. Bus travel may be slower.
The roads are so crowded now. The roads are so crowded now.
Теперь ответьте на вопросы Мартина о прошлом и настоящем.
Is your town noisy?
Yes, it is.
Was your town noisier 10 years ago?
No, it wasn't.
Is your town busy now?
Yes, it is.
Was your town busier 10 years ago?
No, it wasn't.
Мартин продолжает обсуждать свои отпускные планы с агентом бюро путешествия. Они также беседуют о путешествиях в прошлом и настоящем.
Star Travel. May I call you later? I'm with another customer. Thanks. Now, where were we, Mr. Lerner? We were talking about food, weren't we?
There seems to be more international food now. Most Americans didn't eat other kinds of food in the past.
That's right. Now we have food from all over the world. The food in Europe won't surprise you. You can find anything your children want.
I want the children to have different experiences. I want them to see differences.
I don't think there are as many differences as there were in the past.
What do you mean?
It seems people are more alike. In the past, people ate different foods. They wore different clothes.
Now everyone looks the same, especially young people.
That's what I mean.
I'm worried about the cost.
Of course, air travel is expensive. We'll find the least expensive flights.
Can we find inexpensive places to stay overnight?
Yes, I think so.
20 years ago, some countries were not very expensive.
Not at present. Of course, some are a little more expensive than others, but most countries are about the same. 20 years ago, some places were not as developed as others. Now they're all developed.
Can we still find cheap places to stay?
Yes, and you can find less expensive places to eat. It won't be as cheap as it was 20 years ago.
It isn't as cheap here as it was 20 years ago either.
That's right. There's another difference in travel today. There are many more people traveling.
I'm not sure I'll like that.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Many places are very crowded now.
I want the children to see the important sights.
Of course.
We want to go in the summer. Should we choose another time?
Can you go another time?
Not really.
Can you go in early summer?
Maybe.
Or late summer? It isn't as crowded then. It's really crowded in the middle of the summer. Everyone is traveling then.
I'll need to talk to my family.
Послушайте еще несколько примеров, в которых сравниваются прошлое и настоящее действия и события.
Now we have food from all over the world. In the past, people ate different foods. They wore different clothes.
20 years ago, some countries were less expensive.
Now they're all developed.
Мы указываем на разницу во времени с помощью таких слов, как now – сейчас, at present – в настоящее время, then – тогда, in the past – в прошлом, или с помощью выражений, указывающих точное время, например, 20 years ago – 20 лет назад. Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
In the past, people ate different foods. In the past, people ate different foods.
Now we have food from all over the world. Now we have food from all over the world.
20 years ago, people wore different clothes. 20 years ago, people wore different clothes.
Now they wear long coats. Now they wear long coats.
А теперь вы ответьте на вопросы Мартина, сопоставляя прошлое и настоящее.
Where did you live 5 years ago? And where do you live now?
Отвечайте. 5 years ago I lived in a small town. Now I live in a big city.
How did you travel 5 years ago? And how do you travel now?
5 years ago I traveled by train. Now I travel by air.
Take these brochures with you. Talk to your family. Can you come back in a few days?
Maybe next week. Is that all right?
Of course. Anytime. I will have more information at that time.
We'll decide when we can go.
That's important. I'll see you next week then.
Thanks.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Воздух.
Air. Air.
Клиент, заказчик, покупатель.
Customer. Customer.
Разница, различие, отличие.
Difference. Difference.
Опыт, впечатление.
Experience. Experience.
Кафе, ресторан самообслуживания, закусочная.
Fast food restaurant. Fast food restaurant.
Подросток, юноша, девушка.
Teenager. Teenager.
Телевидение.
Television. Television.
Поезд.
Train. Train.
Скорый поезд.
Fast train. Fast train.
Достопримечательности.
Sights. Sights.
Мир.
World. World.
Изменение, перемена.
Change. Change.
Отпуск, каникулы.
Vacation. Vacation.
Глаголы. Меняться, изменяться.
To change. To change.
Путешествовать.
To travel. To travel.
Удивлять, поражать.
To surprise. To surprise.
Прилагательные. Похожий.
Alike. Alike.
Дешевый, более дешевый, дешевле.
Cheap, cheaper. Cheap, cheaper.
Запруженный, переполненный.
Crowded. Crowded.
Разный.
Different. Different.
Дорогой.
Expensive. Expensive.
Недорогой.
Inexpensive. Inexpensive.
Иностранный.
Foreign. Foreign.
Международный, интернациональный.
International. International.
Крупный, главный.
Major. Major.
Выражение. На дорогах большое движение. Или дороги запружены.
The roads are crowded. The roads are crowded.
Так, на чем мы остановились?
Now where were we? Now where were we?
Со всего мира.
From all over the world. From all over the world.
Это совсем другое дело.
It makes all the difference. It makes all the difference.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 85-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь понимать события, которые происходили в прошлом и отличаются от нынешних. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Битва.
Battle.
Поле битвы.
Battlefield.
Гражданское лицо.
Civilian.
Убытки, урон, вред.
Damage.
Экономика.
Economics.
Орудие, пушка, огнестрельное оружие.
Gun.
Историк.
Historian.
Политика.
Politics.
Причина, объяснение, обоснование.
Reason.
Рабство.
Slavery.
Солдат.
Soldier.
Техника, технология.
Technology.
Долина.
Valley.
Война.
War.
Гражданская война.
The Civil War.
Соглашаться.
To agree.
Сравнивать, сопоставлять, противопоставлять.
To contrast.
Разрушать.
To destroy.
Умирать, погибать.
To die.
Смерть.
Death.
Представлять себе.
To imagine.
Делать вид, играть.
To pretend.
Спорить.
To argue.
Ранний, более ранний. Самый ранний.
Early, earlier, earliest.
Современный.
Modern.
Недавний.
Recent.
Опасный.
Dangerous.
Редко.
Seldom.
Тысяча.
Thousand.
Миллион.
Million.
По-разному.
Differently.
Экономически.
Economically.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.